to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything White Horse and then some. Sponsored by MSCR. I'm your host, Yushia.
And Lula.
And today we are talking with our dear Miss Emma about her work in the building and why she's staying in this train wreck of a school for so long. Let's get started. First question for Miss Emma is, what exactly do you do here at White Horse?
I am the school social worker at White Horse, which means I do a lot of like mental health support for students, and I also support families and students who are experiencing homelessness. And also, I'm the attendance liaison, which means I'm keeping track of all y'all's attendance. And if you reach 5 unexcused, I'm calling your parents and we have to meet. It's a whole thing.
Why did you continue doing this job for so long?
So I've really only been here for like 3 years, my third year. But before this, I was in college and then graduate school. And I stayed at White Horse because I really like you kids. You guys are very fun and funny and inspiring. Laugh and smile every day, and it really makes it worth it for me.
It makes me really happy on the inside.
Third question for Miss Emma is, what do the students mean to you?
Students mean stuff to you, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Students mean a lot to me. You guys definitely brighten my day. I really like everyone's energy.
Feed you food.
You give me hot fries.
I thought you fed us. You've never given.
Yeah, I've never given food. But yeah, it's very inspiring, and I could really see you guys transforming the world.
Really?
Yes. Hopefully, you know?
What do you hope you mean to the students? Do you think that you're their favorite?
I definitely don't need to be the favorite, but I hope that like each student has someone to go to if they really need someone, if they're going through a hard time. And being like a staff member of color, I hope that is important to some students and that they feel seen and represented in some way, because there's not a lot of us out here. You feel me?
Okay. Did anyone inspire you to come here or make an impact on students' lives?
My mom was a social worker in my high school growing up, so I got to see what she did for kids, and that pretty much inspired me to be a social worker in a middle school, because high schoolers are too big for me, personally.
Yeah. I don't know. High school, my dad was working at a high school, you know, like LaFollette?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kids are playing, like, I feel like if I was a social worker, I would want to stay away from high school. Mm-hmm. That feels like a bit too much work for me. I would much rather go to elementary, actually, like, deal with kids' stolen juice boxes.
Oh, they poop and pee everywhere.
Okay, well, they do poop and pee everywhere.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I used to do volunteer work at, like, the Kennedy Elementary. I used to volunteer
for the YMCA.
No, for the preschoolers, I was like one of the 3 kids in my class who didn't do strings. So for 45 minutes every Wednesday afternoon, I would go down there and help them. And like sometimes it would be really gross because I found just like a turd on the floor.
We could have done that.
Yeah.
Teacher never told me, she made me go stay inside and play math games.
Well, I didn't know you liked the little kids like that, Yushia.
It was because my cousin and my uncle were in those classes.
Really, I want to teach when I grow up.
I don't be a great teacher.
Hate kids. You just said you liked kids.
Well, I like kids
that aren't brats.
Depends what age range. If it's like if it's like newborn, it's okay. Toddlers, no thank you. Too much work. Like 4 and 5 and 6, they're okay. 7, 8 year olds, no thank you. They're like really unhinged. No filter.
Yeah, no filter. Like, I was talking to a kid. It was my first day there at this preschool classroom. And I was talking to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, that's Judas. He's mean. He doesn't follow the rule. He's not nice. Okay, so do you have any, like, really, like, particularly funny stories?
Yeah, I have a couple. So one is when y'all were in 6th grade last year, you used to find a bunch of notes on the ground that you would write to each other. And that was pretty funny. Like, lots of gossip.
What would they,
tea.
Like, say? I mean, like, without outing anyone.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, but there was definitely students talking about other students than their notes, or boys. They'd be like, oh my gosh, my man better stay away from so-and-so today, because or else I'm going to be really upset at him and we're breaking up, like things like that. That was funny. And then Miss Robinson, she convinced the subsecretary that she was Miss Jenny Cox. She's gone now. But when she was here, she convinced her that she was dating my husband on the side. Why? Like, at night when I would go to sleep, my husband would go hang out with her. And she believed her. And so I had to really unpack that.
Why was Miss Robinson doing that?
Because she likes to mess with me. She does this every day.
She's so stylish, though.
She's very stylish.
And another question for Miss Emma is, what do you love about your job?
Well, I love working with middle schoolers because y'all are really trying to start discovering your identities and stuff. And I like supporting kids through that because that's pretty hard to do. So that's something. Middle school is fun. It's hard, but it's also fun.
It's not that fun for us, though.
I sleep in my classes. I'm probably failing right.
You're definitely not failing.
Did you tell your extension teacher that you might not... Extension?
Might not extension how?
Like extension what? If this extends for too long, you might not make it to your extension.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I really like social studies anyways.
Is there anything that really makes you want to, like, show up in the morning? Like, wake up and, like, is there anything that motivates you to come to this... very strange, like, dumpster fireplace?
Me feeding you food.
Yeah, you should have given me food, coffee, Miss Robinson being funny and crazy, and also, you know, I gotta pay the bills.
And is there anything else you wanna add? Like, are you a cat person or a dog person?
Oh, I'm a dog person, so I have a dog, Shih Tzu Poodle mix. Her name is Ellie. She turns 13, actually, this weekend, and she loves peanut butter and eating garbage. And she makes a lot of dolphin noises.
She's older than me.
Yeah, she's older than y'all. She doesn't act like it, though. But she's always like, every day.
I think middle school is really, like, kids are so crazy. My only goal this year, after seeing the amount of fights last year, was to not get in any, not make any enemies.
Mine was just to stay alive.
How many fights have there been? I've never actually... This is, like, the longest I've gone...
Without seeing a fight.
In middle school, yeah. Without seeing a fight. Like, that's... Grew up a lot. That's really weird, man. Mm-hmm. That is really goofy.
There hasn't been any in seventh grade, as far as I know.
Really?
Yeah.
No, there has been.
Or maybe a couple.
Might have been in seventh grade.
Compared to, like, sixth and eighth?
Sixth and eighth grades are fighting? Yeah. A lot. How many in, like, sixth grade? Because I remember when I was in sixth grade.
It's similar to how you guys were last year, so.
Yeah, and, like, sixth grade, like, last year, there would be days with, like, four fights. We could never make it. Like, there would be days, like, on Friday, very end of the day, we're almost out, and then one girl gets angry at the teacher and starts screaming, and, like, fists break out. Like, there were fights in the lunchroom that everybody would see. People would start throwing carrots. Throwing carrots, yeah. So, like, on the fourth day of school, I think, there was a bit, like, of a hold up, so all the buses, like, there were four buses behind us, we were the one in front, and all of a sudden all the kids start swarming to the back because the bus behind us, there was a fight going on.
Oh, hate to see it.
I feel like last year there was, like, a month, at least every month, like, a fight every month.
There was one, like, every week.
I'm still very immature.
Well, you're not out here fighting people every day.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for interviewing me.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Felicia.